السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون، صدق الله العظيم. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan that he gave us the tawfiq of getting together to take his name, to make his zikr, to remember him. Nowadays when you go to a takeaway, then they ask you whether you want it mild, extra mild, the chicken and fish. You want it mild or extra mild? You want it spicy or extra spicy? You want it hot or extra hot? There's so many different flavors they offer you. So today's zikr is going to be extra mild. Due to my heart condition, we'll have an extra mild zikr today. If you are used to the damadam and the spicy and very hot zikr, so then tonight you have to be prepared for extra mild zikr. Nevertheless, when a person starts getting some pains, then he starts thinking of death. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's hikmat in everything. Many of us, we forget that there is such a thing like mouth and death to come, until we get some chest pain, until we get some kind of problem in our physical bodies, or until we don't experience some kind of hold up, or until we don't hear of hold up in our immediate families, somebody hijacked, somebody murdered, somebody killed, until then we also forget about our death. So we must make dua that Allah Ta'ala protect everybody. These are times of fitna, times of increase crime rates, and nobody's life, property, honor is safe anymore. So all we can do is make use of the means, but don't trust in those means. Trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If something has to happen, it will happen. And if it has happened, then of course we have to exercise sabr, patience, make more rujoo ila Allah, and believe that there's nothing but goodness and khair in every decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then in that way we will be able to overcome our pain and problem, or there will be some consolation. If we are going to look at only the negative side, that the depression will set in. And sometimes that depression leads to statements of kufr. So we have to be very much on guard and always believe that in every decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala there is nothing but khair. In our sickness, in our illness, in our poverty, or in anything which Allah Ta'ala decides. If there is a hold up, there is a murder, there is a robbery or accident, in everything there is some hikmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we cannot understand Allah Ta'ala's hikmats. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala works in very strange and mysterious ways. There are many things that happen in our own lives which baffle our imagination. We only understand after many, many years that this was the hikmat and the wisdom in that which happened. Sometimes it takes years. And then when we sit back and think, we said, what great wisdom of Allah Ta'ala there was in that incident that took place. Had it not taken place, then I would not have had all these other fortunes coming my way. Or I would not have had these benefits coming my way. Or I was saved from greater disaster and greater calamity and problem in my life. Many people in the world have given up their sins after they were stricken or afflicted with some kind of disaster or calamity or problem. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wisdom we do not understand. But being a world of means, it is our duty that we must make use of the means, but trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alone. So I will read a little bit of Muraqabah Maut tonight, and inshallah, as I said, that under doctor's instructions, we will have extra mile zikr today. جہاں میں ہے عبرت کے ہر سو نمونے جہاں میں ہے عبرت کے ہر سو نمونے مگر تجھ کو اندھا کیا رنگ و بو نے کبھی غور سے بھی یہ دیکھا ہے تو نے کبھی غور سے بھی یہ دیکھا ہے تو نے جو معمور تھے وہ محل اب ہے سونے. Have you seen those forts and those palaces? Go to Agra, go to Delhi, and go to other parts of the world. So many palaces and forts have become nothing but tourist attractions. All that pomp and show and glory and all that sing-song and music, where is it all gone? And where are those people gone? The silence of those forts and the silence in those palaces, they tell a big story. There were kings living in there. So he says, جو معمور تھے وہ محل اب ہے سونے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے. This world is a place to take lessons from. All around we can take lessons. We can recognize Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's greatness, His might, His power, His glory by looking around us. And we can realize our own haqiqat, that why we have been sent to this world, by looking around us what is happening. It is not a place for amusement and just for fun and entertainment. In Shariat, in Islam, in the teachings of Deen, there's entertainment also. There's a little bit of fun and laughter and enjoyment also. But not as an objective of life. It's not the purpose of life that the person becomes just one big joke, nothing else. Or life becomes nothing but amusement and play and entertainment and sport. There's a purpose. As Muslims, we believe that there is a purpose. Ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. Mile khaak mein ahle shaan kaise kaise maki ho gaye la مکان کیسے کیسے ملے خاک میں اہل شان کیسے کیسے. People of great reputation, position, prime ministers, kings, rulers, cabinet ministers, tycoons, oil sheikhs, what happened to them? They became patches of the earth. ملے خاک میں اہل شان کیسے کیسے. مفتیز, قاریز, great sheikhs, great buzrugs and walis, not only them, even Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, although their bodies are not consumed by the earth and they don't die in the sense that we understand, but still they too, death overcame them in that sense that they too went away from this world and they were buried in the earth. But here he talks about those of great position who had great pride in their belongings. Where did they go? Mile khaak mein ahle shaan kaise kaise, maki ho gaye la makkah kaise kaise. And there were so many people who were refugees, or there were people who had no homes, they didn't have any shelter. So many parts of the world, and even in our own country, there are so many people who sleep on the footpath. They just cover themselves with a cardboard box. But when death overtakes the person, they too found a home in the ground. They had no home, but now they too found a home. So that is something that none of us can escape. Huve naam varbe nishan kaise kaise, zami kha gayi aasma kaise kaise, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai, zameen ke hue log paivand kya kya, muluko huzuro khudawand kya kya, dikhayega tu zo rata chand kya kya, ajal ne pachade tano mand kya kya. How long are you going to show your strength on earth? How long are you going to show your arrogance and your pride that I rule over kingdoms, and I've got authority, and I've got power, and I can destroy, and I can bombard, and I can shake up any country, and I can do everything on my own. I've got such military force and might and power that I can subdue the whole world. But the angel of death must just extract the person's soul and is absolutely lifeless. Is lifeless, is dead, finish. All the strength and all the power is all gone. How long are you going to show your arrogance? Dikhayega tu zo rta chand kya kya, ajal ne pachade tano mand kya kya, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai, yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, jahan shaadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam, yahan har khushi hai mubaddal basad gham, jahan shaadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam, ye sab har taraf in qilabat alam, teri zaat hi mein taghayyur hai har dam, jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai tamasha nahi hai, where the marriages were taking place, where there was such excitement, such enjoyment, such happiness. Why? Because the son is getting married, the daughter is getting married, the friend is getting married. In those same homes, after a few days, few months, few years, there's crying, there's mourning, there's weeping, there's grief, there's sorrow. Why? The person died. And sometimes that marriage is just of a few days. And how many times we have heard that on the day of marriage, accident, and the groom and the bride both gone. So, jahan shaadiyan thi, wahi ab hai matam. So, this is a place to take lessons from. It is not a place to give your heart to. Make use of the things of the world. But don't put it into the heart. If we are going to keep the heart free of the dunya, we are going to make use of the dunya with our hands, with our eyes, with our bodies, but we are not going to give it a place in our heart, then irrespective of what condition comes upon the person, but within the heart there will be a kind of sukoon. If there is an anticipation of the angels of death visiting the person, because of his illness or because of his pains or because of any other reason, then at that moment also the person will close his eyes and he will say, "Oh Allah, take me away from this world. I want to meet you. I want to be with you. But take me in a state that you are pleased with me. Forgive my sins. But I was waiting for this day, oh my Allah, to meet you. For how else can I see you and meet you and be with you except by crossing this bridge of death?" Unke rukh se naqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Unke rukh se naqab aaj uthegi, aaj nazron ki miraj hogi. Ek muddat se aaj ahle gham ko muskurane ki mohlat milegi. Ha, that veil which is covering our beloved Allah, which we cannot, that Allah whom we cannot see with our naked eyes today. But may Allah Ta'ala bless us all with Jannat, so that when that niqab is removed from the countenance and face of Allah Ta'ala, then we may be able to see with our very eyes. So death is a tuhfa for the mu'min. Al-maut tuhfatul mu'min. It's a tuhfa, it's a gift. But when will it be a gift is when we have done for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this world. We have sacrificed our evil pleasures and our haram temptations for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If we do everything for His pleasure, we try to keep Him happy, then it will be a tuhfa for us. There's nothing to be afraid of. But a mu'min asks for long lives so that he may be able to do the maximum amount of good deeds before leaving the world. That is why he asks for long life. Not for cinemas and theaters and videos and movies and zina, adultery, fornication. Jahan shaadiyan thi wahi ab hai matam, jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaah hai, tamasha nahi hai. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया, बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया, अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया। जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है। A little child has got no worry, no problem, no concern. The parents will find the food, will find the clothing, will find the shelter. The child enjoys himself, plays, amuses itself, entertains itself. So he said, how many years of your life went in play, in amusement? As a little child, you had no real worry and problem. Then when youth came, then you became majnoon and mad. When the person becomes young, fit and healthy person, then at that time he forgets Allah Ta'ala, Akhirah, Jannah, Jahannam. Now his only concern is must have enjoyment and cinemas, theatres, girlfriends, boyfriends, adultery, fornication, drugs, drink, wine, women, that's his life. So he says, when Jawani came, you became Majnoon, you went mad. But then after some time, you began to see the hair turning white on your head. And then the aches and the pain started. And the sight began to go weak, and the hearing went weak. And the speech became blurred. And the hands began to shake. And the feet began to wobble. So old age brought all these type of problems with it. And then death came and took you away clean. It's a clean sweep. Clean sweep it made. Jagah ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Wallah, there's so much of enjoyment and happiness when the person stays away from haram and keeps himself connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He still enjoys the food and everything. It's not that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala deprives him of this worldly ni'mats, but he finds peace and sukoon, tranquility, serenity. Yahi tujhko dhun hai रहूं सबसे बाला, यही तुझको धुन है रहूं सबसे बाला, हो जीनत निराली हो फैशन निराला, यही तुझको धुन है रहूं सबसे बाला, हो जीनत निराली हो फैशन निराला, जिया करता है क्या यूं ही मरने वाला, जिया करता है क्या यूं ही मरने वाला, तुझे हुस्ने जाहिर ने धोखे में डाला, जगा जी लगाने कि दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है तमाशा नहीं है, तुझे हुस्न जाहिर ने धोखे में डाला। मे अल्लाह तबारक व तआला गिव अस द तौफीक ऑफ टेकिंग लेसन्स फ्रॉम एवरीथिंग दैट्स हैपनिंग अराउंड अस, एस्पेशली द सिचुएशन दैट हैज बिल्ट अप इन द मिडल ईस्ट, and whatever is happening in Palestine and in other Muslim countries and other parts of the world, including our country, there's so much of lessons to take, so much of lessons to take. We can search and search for solutions everywhere. We will never find it. Things will get worse. For a little while we'll find some kind of comfort that we are succeeding. But until and unless the majority of the Muslim Ummah does not return to Allah, not just a few people here and there, until then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, His madad, His assistance, His help, it cannot come. If the individual will change, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him peace within his heart. And when the society will change, the nations will change, then we will find difference in the nations. But unfortunately, even though they are witnessing massacres and everything right at their doorsteps, but if we have to go to those countries, then the indulgence in sins has reached a limit. And especially the most important and fundamental pillar of Islam, which is namaz, is missing in the lives of most of those people who are calling for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's help and assistance. May Allah Ta'ala give us an understanding and a realization. If we get that realization and understanding, it's a giant leap. After that, we can move towards or in that direction. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا رحيم يا كريم اے میرے پیارے مولا اے میرے پیارے آقا
اے میرے رب کریم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو. او اللہ, یو ڈیئرلی لو دوز ہو ٹرن ٹوورڈز یو, یو ڈیئرلی لو دوز ہو سیک فورگیونیس فار دیئر سنز. او مائی اللہ, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, for no other purpose we have gathered here. Oh Allah, we have gathered to take your Mubarak name, to read durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and oh Allah, to recall the purpose of our existence on earth. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all our sins. Ya Allah, we are extending this begging bowl before you. Oh my beloved Allah, you attach this begging bowl to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Oh Allah, you listen to us. Oh Allah, you hear us. Oh Allah, you are seeing us. You are aware of even the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no question of darkness for you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, that ummah for whom my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried so much, that ummah for whom so much of his blood was shed. Oh Allah, that ummah for whom he was stoned in Taif, in Uhud, in so many places. Oh Allah, that ummah for whom he was boycotted and ostracized in Shaab ibn Abi Talib for 3 solid years. Oh Allah, that ummah for whom he tied stones on his belly. Oh Allah, that ummah for whom he stood whole night in prayers. Oh my Allah, that ummah is scattered, divided, disunited. Oh Allah, all kinds of problems, all kinds of difficulties are facing that ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he is informed of the condition of his ummah, how much of injury and pain it must be causing to him. Ay Allah, forgive us and forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Do not punish us on account of our sins. Do not send your azab on the ummah, O Allah, on account of the sins. Ey mere pyare Allah, O my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. O my beloved Allah, you could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have brought embarrassment, humiliation, disgrace and shame upon us when we indulged in sins. But oh Allah, how forgiving you are. How merciful you are. How kind you are. How generous you are. How tolerant you are. That in spite of our sins, oh my beloved Allah, you did not bring embarrassment and shame. Oh Allah, you give us food to eat, you give us clothes to wear, you give us shelter, modes of transport. Oh Allah, you have kept us seeing with our eyes. Oh Allah, you have blessed us with hearing, with speech, with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of your ni'mats you are showering upon us in spite of our disobedience. Oh my Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, we use all your ni'mats for your disobedience. Ya Allah, the great ni'mat of sight for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of hearing and speech for your disobedience. The great ni'mat of strength in the body for your disobedience. Ya Allah, you provide the food. Oh Allah, you send down the water. Oh Allah, you cause our stomachs to digest our food and convert to blood. Oh Allah, when the strength comes into our bodies, then we use it to go to the casinos, to the discos, to commit adultery and fornication. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization and understanding that these ni'mats of yours should be appreciated and not abused. Ay Allah, bless each and every one of us with forgiveness. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, bless us with long life. Bless us with good health. We are sick and ailing, oh my Allah. Mere pyare Allah, hum bimar hain. Hame shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sickness can be a rahmat and a mercy. But oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Ya Allah, change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Hey, mere pyare Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Cure us of our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Oh Allah, cure lies in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, cure us of our spiritual and physical ailments. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, provide for them abundantly, oh my Allah. Halal risk and sustenance. Oh Allah, why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage in your treasures of halal? Oh Allah, you can provide from sources unknown to us. Ey mere pyare Allah, tu hame ghaib se kafalat farma, ghaib se hame rizq ata farma. Ey Allah, tere ghaibi darwazon se tamam pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Ey Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. O Allah, those who are in difficulties and problems of other kinds, remove the difficulties and problems. O Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties and the problems and the trials that people are facing, especially the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in India, in Pakistan. So many Muslim countries and even in our countries, oh my beloved Allah, throughout the world the ummah is suffering. And oh my beloved Allah, especially in these days Iraq, mere Allah, tu waha ke musalmanon ki hifazat farma. Ay Allah, tu Iraq ki bhi hifazat farma, Palestine ki hifazat farma, Chechnya, Bosnia ki hifazat farma. Ay mere pyare Allah, give hidayat to the enemies who are bent on destroying the Muslims. Ey mere pyare Allah, give hidayat to them. Ey Allah, open their eyes to Islam and Iman. Oh Allah, bless them with hidayat and guidance. But if hidayat is not in their muqaddar because of their obstinacy and their pride and their arrogance, and they have made up their minds that they will not accept your commands and your teachings and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are bent on ganging together, forming alliances and coalitions to destroy the Muslim Ummah, then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Allah, send gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, send the rain against them. Oh Allah, send the snow against them. Oh my beloved Allah, shake their forces. Oh my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their forces' feet. Ya Allah, cause the planes to crash in the mountains. Cause the ships to sink in the oceans. Oh Allah, cause division, disunity in their ranks. Ya Allah, destroy their coalitions and alliances. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you. The weakness is in us. Oh Allah, there is no weakness in you. But oh Allah, don't look at our sins. Mere pyare Allah, don't look at our sins. Hey, mere Allah, look at the blood and the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which flowed for this ummat. Hey, mere Allah, tu hamare gunahon ko mat dekh. Mere pyare Nabi ke aansuon ko dekh, jo is ummat ke liye bahe. Hey, mere pyare Allah, remove the difficulties and the problems of the ummat. Hey Allah, bless us all with yaqeen, with marifat. Allah, bless us with tawakkul in you. Bless us with a life of zuhd and taqwa. Bless us with a life of qanaat, with a life of shukr. Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your closeness. Allah, give us such a closeness that under all conditions we enjoy peace and tranquility in our hearts. Allah give us such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that every second of our life, oh Allah, we enjoy the closeness. And oh my beloved Allah, don't let shaitan and nafs distance us from you. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan has glorified before our eyes zina, music, fornication, casinos, discos, cinemas, theatres, prostitution. Oh my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to get a little enjoyment of your closeness. Ya Allah, distance us from sins. Oh my beloved Allah, distance us from that road that leads to hell. Distance us from the road that leads to shaitan. Distance us from the road that leads to nafs. Oh Allah, take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Jannat. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اے میرے پیارے اللہ, ہمیں صحت دے, عافیت دے, سلامتی دے, عزت والی زندگی دے, راحت دے, مغفرت دے, جنت دے. اے اللہ, ہماری ہر خطا کو معاف فرما. ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم سیاہکار ہیں, ہم خطاکار, بدکار, سب کچھ بندے مگر تیرے ہیں. اے اللہ, تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم جائے کہاں؟ Where do we go, oh my Allah? Whether we go east or west, it is your kingdom. Whether we go north or south, it is your kingdom. If we go deep down the ocean, it's your kingdom. If we go up above the heavens, it is your kingdom. We cannot escape your sight and might, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us the realization that life is transitory. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Ey mere Allah, one day we have to leave this world. We have to give an account of our doings. Oh my Allah, let our death be a death of barakat. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater. Oh Allah, daily we are reading of cinemas burning down, of theaters coming down. Oh my Allah, we are listening and hearing of discos being burnt. Ey mere Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in fornication, in adultery, reading some filthy novel or magazine, or glued to some filthy film. Oh my Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us in a state that you are pleased with us. Give us death in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Mere Pyare Allah, Huzur-e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki shafaat hame naseeb farma. Allah, protect us from fitnas which are lashing at us. Oh my Allah, fitnas from our right and left, fitnas from in front of us and behind us, fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Ey mere pyare Allah, fitnas in our schools, colleges, bazaars, marketplaces, and fitnas even in our own homes. Mere Allah, hum kidhar jaye? Mere Allah, tu hamare hal par raham farma. Ey Allah, tu sabko sehat de, afiyat de. Allah, you are well aware of all the desires that are in the hearts of those who have come here. Allah, whatever desires they have, which are in accordance with the Sharia and which are in accordance with your pleasure, ya Allah, fulfill those desires. Allah, inki har nek murad ko pura farma. Allah, inki nek muradon ko pura farma. Ey mere pyare Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life he made duas for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. میرے پیارے نبی نے رو رو کے امت کے لیے کتنا مانگا, کتنا مانگا. اے اللہ, how much he prayed for us. Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made of goodness for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajjatul Wida ke mauqe par حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا, رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا, مطاف پہ چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا, ہاں میرے پیارے نبی نے ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا. How long he attached himself at the ملتزم. Allah, his ihram became wet with his tears. Allah, how much he must have begged for us at the ملتزم. Ey Allah, that masoom, sinless Nabi, he is crying for the ummat. Ey Allah, his pain is of the ummat, his grief is the ummat.
his concern is the ummah. And Allah, today we as his ummah is unconcerned about his grief and his pain and his sorrow. Hey, very pyare Allah, how much he prayed behind the Muqam Ibrahim. Allah, zamzam peekar jo manga, Safa aur Marwa ki seedhiyon par jo manga, Mina mein jo manga, Arafat ke maidan mein, Zohar se lekar ke Maghrib tak. Ha, my Allah, Zohar to Maghrib. We get tired, oh Allah, in a few minutes. And that Nabi who was sinless and masoom is praying for us from Zohar till Maghrib. Ay Allah, in Muzdalifa, whatever he begged, Allah bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents, children, wives, Allah, our family members and the entire ummah, bless them with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal that he asked for protection from, Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah. Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Tabligh da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma. Allah, mashayikh khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid madaris ki mehnat qubool farma. Tasnif wa ta'lif ki mehnat qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samihul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين